The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up. Seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we got Will Meadows,
Sarah Meadows,
Kevin Delp,
Melissa Delp,
Katie Pills,
and Ryan Pills
in the house.
Wow. We just totally maxed out.
The
That's because usually I don't say anything.
Yeah, usually Ryan's like, look at Ryan, I'm like, why is he not staying in the house? Does he not want to be here?
I forget half the time. Man,
there's like a beat there that I miss.
And then you're the last one.
Should I join in the half?
You should
halfway?
Always join in.
The house!
Or not. So we got another exciting episode lined up for you guys. It'll be slightly less exciting because the one board game that we knew about that was coming to Kickstarter this week wised up and moved its campaign to January.
Yeah. January is going to be a huge month.
It is. We've got a lot of info on that. We'll be sharing that with you guys in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
But until then, we still got some cool stuff to talk about. Let's start off at the very beginning with our shout out to our sponsor.
This episode is sponsored by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games.
Woohoo! Yeah, love Boardwalk.
Coolest place in town. We hang out there not nearly as often as we should.
I wish we could go there. We should go there more. But
they got all kinds of cool stuff going on, though. They've got magic, which I don't think any of us are really into.
No.
They do. They have, regular nights all the time.
I like magic.
Like the real,
real magic.
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand magic.
Yeah. We've been there recently several times for some of their like charity events and different things that have gone on. And I know one of the big things that we've always done with them in the past are their game days.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of in that same boat as us. We talked about our location for our weekly or monthly game night moving.
Yes.
They used to meet at where
Phoenix Inn.
Yeah, so hotel area in Greenville,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if the whole hotel is closed.
It's under renovation, I think.
So they're trying to look for a new spot, so we're like going to partner together.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a game day in 2018 with Boardwalk.
Yeah, we're working
Ooh,
on the details,
fun.
Narrowing down our location, and we're going to team up with them for a full day of awesome gaming. So.
You need to come. If you're listening to this, you need to come to this awesome game day.
Yeah, we'll give you more details. They'll be on our website and Facebook and podcast and all that good stuff, but probably a month or two out so we can really build it up. And we want to do some cool stuff. We're going to try to get some big name people there, try to get some sponsors and do lots of giveaways and tournaments and all kinds of awesome stuff. So
and cool. A cool photo booth.
That Katie is working on.
Yes, already.
Oh, I like to hear about this. All right, cool.
I put the brainstorming document together, like, here are random things we could have, just in case anybody wants to jump on them. And Katie gets back to me like 4 hours later. Okay, have a plan. So last week on the show, we talked about some of our favorite Kickstarters from last year. We thought we'd take some time
this past year.
One of those things.
This year that's just ending.
To talk about some of our favorite published games from
We don't get to talk about published games that often.
We don't.
We're so hip and new. That we get to see all the things that are coming out.
The bleeding
out.
Edge is
right,
that where
we're
hanging
out at. But all the games that are already out that people are actually playing, we want to talk about those today.
Yeah. So some of our favorites from 2017. Who should we start with? Katie, you want to jump in? What's one of your favorite published in 2017 board games?
Okay. So I wanted to talk about Kanagawa. This is
from
a
Yellow, my company.
Yes.
We know that's Will's company.
We do know now.
Do I own stock in? Do they sell stock? Okay.
Ryan actually got me Kanagawa from Origins this year. I didn't get to go to Origins, but Ryan went and he brought it back and he was like, this is pretty and it's about painting and it's like Asian. I think you're going to like it. And so we played it and it actually is pretty fun.
What's the main mechanism?
The main mechanism is set collection.
Okay.
But there's like several layers to the set collection because you're trying to like collect things that are either the same or things that are different. And then there's like multiple symbols on each card. And then each of those symbols, like you can like get a streak of certain symbols going and you'll get more points for that. But that may not help you with your set collection. So you have to like really like weigh out like is this going to give me more points doing it this way, or will it give me more points if I choose this other one?
And the theme is that you're like watercolor painters, right?
Yeah, like and that you're painting these landscapes. So you're painting in people or buildings or animals, and it's like very beautiful, like watercolory, like with the ink painting styles of like different Asian countries. Yeah, I think it's specifically like Chinese theme. Maybe it's Japanese. Oh no, I don't know. I think it's Kanagawa. Sounds Japanese.
Well, no one's gonna comment on that.
No, I can't actually say that with authority, though.
I think it is Japanese, and it is very cool looking. The components for it are pretty slick. There's like watercolor bowls. What's the word? Pots, I guess, that you keep your paintbrushes
yes.
in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sushi mat. What's it called?
Oh, it's like a little bamboo mat. Yeah, that you use like instead of a board.
It's like your card organizer kind
of
thing.
So it's pretty interesting. Yeah, and there's like a push your luck mechanic in there too, because you can choose to take cards early, but you may only get one or two cards, where if you say longer in the game and push your luck, you can maybe get three cards in a round, but you may not be getting the actual card you want. So that was Kanagawa.
Yeah, cool. Pretty cool. Fun one.
Melissa, what do you got?
Well, I really enjoyed playing Lorenzo Il Magnifico.
Il Magnifico! By Simon, right?
Yes, they picked it up. I think it was published originally by another company, but Simon now has the rights to publish it. It is a Euro. It has some worker placement
right
in it.
Right up Melissa's alley.
It has a little bit of dice that set the values of your workers, your collecting cards, you're trying to move up all these different tracks to get points, so you're collecting resources, and you have to plan out your turns to try to get what you need so then you can play your cards and push up your military and give to the church so you don't get excommunicated.
Would you say like it's like 18th or 19th century, it feels like?
Italian Renaissance.
Renaissance, okay.
Nailed it.
So
16th
century.
Right.
So you don't want to, for the church. You want to please the church.
Yes. Bad things happen if you get on the wrong side of the church.
They excommunicate you, and then basically you, like, for the
get
rest
penalties.
Of the, for the rest of the game, you can be like, you don't get any more, like, you get less workers or things like that.
Wow.
It really hurts you.
So the really interesting thing is at the beginning of each round, you roll dice, and the dice value determines what your worker value is. So you have one worker that matches the orange die and one that matches the white die and the black die. So each round their values are going to be different, and that applies to everybody. Now there are cards you can get that can up your dice value or let you do certain things. So it's really about building an engine and gaining cards to put into your tableau. It's a lot of fun. Kevin.
So on the, I was going to jump in though, because on the other side of the universe,
yes, Will,
also in the Simon publishing realm,
oh.
was one of the games that I enjoyed this year, which
yeah.
was The Godfather.
Yes.
Very opposite of the church and pleasing the church.
throwing people in the river, right?
Right, exactly. I played this one a couple different times this year, and I really just enjoyed like how full and rich the entire experience was. There's several acts to the game. There's a little bit of area control. There's some card management. There is throwing dead bodies into the
it's
river.
Very,
oh, wow.
It's the and the theme makes sense for what you're actually doing.
Right, yes. You're like going to the back door or to the front door in different territories, and just everything fit really, really well with the theme on it. The miniatures for it were, I think, less impressive than, you know, normal CMON miniatures,
sure.
but it's nice that you've got all these different characters and the colored bases, how to keep track of stuff.
And the tin box is really cool.
Yes
exactly. Being able to store your treasures in there.
Yeah.
And really, it's a big board, lots of spaces, lots of pieces going on. I enjoyed playing that one several different times, and just it has a cool, not that you feel like you're a mobster or anything like that, but it has a very consistent feel to all the pieces, all the gameplay, lots of cool stuff.
Yeah, it has a little bit more take that and interaction than I personally
I can see
like,
that, yeah. yeah. All right, so sorry to jump in. Kevin, back to you.
No, it's fine. I'm glad we could talk about two CMON games.
There we
That's
go,
awesome.
Get them in there.
But I'm going to bring it back because we're always talking about Kickstarter games, so I might as well talk
what?
About a published game in 2017 that
okay.
actually was on Kickstarter.
Huh.
I know I pulled this all together for us.
You do. Good job, Kevin.
Mind Clash Games they created a game called Anachrony. They had originally created a game called Chakurian, which we own and enjoy. It's like I got a magic theme, like think like Houdini, magician theme, like Houdini and things like that. But anyway, Anachrony was published in 2017, and we actually don't own a copy of it, but a friend of ours does, and we played it a few times this year and really enjoy it. It's got a sci-fi theme, think Anachrony, like anachronism, that time, and it's really cool because you
is it about time travel?
There's some time travel within it, within the game, and it's really, you have to really be careful because things happen throughout the game, and you have to, you can like, you can go into the future and get resources from the future, and you can use them now.
You mean like future turns?
Yes.
But you have to pay them back so that you have them.
Yes, it's really cool. So it's got like action selection, card drafting,
so
dice
you
rolling.
Get debt. With
yeah.
your
future dead.
Yeah, and there's like, future. If you don't, I think if you don't complete certain things, then there's like certain things that
paradoxes.
Yeah, like time, like time paradoxes that happen, which really hurt you. Mm. So there's like worker placement, variable player powers. So it's like hits on all the right cylinders for me personally. And all the different players are really cool. The different powers that they have. So a little asymmetrical power going on.
And then even your workers, like you have scientists and engineers and other types of technology people, and they some of them can only go to certain spots.
Administrators and geniuses.
Or they get more of a bonus if they go to a certain spot. So there's also that aspect of using specific workers in specific places.
So all I've seen on this is the box cover.
Yes.
Which was amazing.
Yeah,
like it was really one of my favorite box covers from this year. What does the board look like? Is it...
The board's well laid out. It's a little bit more... I wouldn't say simplistic, but it's think like Time Stories almost a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's clean.
Okay.
And
I mean that's what the box cover would have hinted at. So
right, and it has miniatures in it, and the miniatures are really.
Well, I think they were an add-on. You have to.
Okay. Well, you should have gotten
the exosuits.
The exosuits are really cool because it makes the game even better.
You put like your little scientist token
in the exosuit,
the giant miniature, and it
which
goes
vendor
out.
Were you giving the shout out to in this so that I can then ask them to borrow it? Who has
Adam Acree.
Adam. All right. We're gonna hit you up, Adam, because I want to play. Yeah.
Go, Sarah.
All right, a game we just recently got a hold of is Pytown by Renegade Game Studios.
That sounds good.
I got to try that just this evening.
Yeah.
Yummy pie.
It's a gateway worker placement, which
yay,
I don't.
Worker placement.
I know. I don't know a whole lot of gateway ones, but it makes enough sense that you have to go to the orchard to pick the fruit, and then you have to go to the kitchen to bake the pies, and then you have to sell your pies at market to get all the victory points.
And you don't have to feed your family.
You don't have to
feed your family.
But you'd have
no
plenty of pie if you wanted to.
Yeah. It was interesting to figure out the puzzles of gaining more victory points. I think Will and I battled a little bit on, we played a couple two-player games where we tried out some different strategies
and I won.
Yeah, Will ultimately won, but...
It was interesting. We actually played one round where we were playing a four-player game, just the two of us, so we were each controlling two different teams. There's a secret element in the game where you're trying to discover the secret ingredients to one of the pies, which that is also an interesting twist on worker placement.
Yeah, I saw something about that.
So then we were trying not to, like, you know, even though I know what's in both of my secret pie boxes.
Trying not to take advantage.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But it created some interesting opportunities because I was like, okay, with this guy, I'm going to try to stack workers and see how I can do with that. With this guy, I'm just going to focus on as many things that gives me victory points. And both of them were surprisingly similar strategies, which I always like. You know, a game is well balanced when you can have different strategies and still end up with a really tight game at the end.
Yeah.
So I think it worked pretty well, and I did enjoy it a lot. I don't play too many. I enjoy worker placements. This one seemed like a good one to introduce people to. I don't introduce people to Caverna.
No.
Unless they've got some, you know,
and it
experience.
Has, like, it's a very pleasant, like, overall very pleasant feel to the game. There's, like, some bright colors. And there's,
Really,
I played as a granny character.
You would
She's
think when
so
you just
cute.
Look at the box that it's four kids.
Yeah, you
but
kind of would.
But when you actually start playing, it's like, yeah, I'm sure kids could play it, but I think it's, like you said, a great gateway. Like, almost like the Ticket to Ride, Carcassonne sort of feel where you're gateway into the hobby.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and I was gonna say, he talked about the secret pie recipe thing. When I played tonight, I was like, I thought that was so cool to try to keep up with what ingredients are they putting in their pies? Like, what are they choosing off of the trees? Can I try to figure out what their secret
things are? And you got two of the three ingredients correct, didn't you?
I did. At the end, I was able to guess two of the correct ingredients.
Did Valerie get your whole pie?
No, she only got two of the ingredients correct. Okay. But...
And you do get some bonus points for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can steal the secret recipe towards the beginning of the game and then start baking it.
And they're worth a lot more than 3 points.
Yeah. It's 7 points instead of four. So it
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we shot the review. We haven't edited it or put the B-roll in it, but we'll be putting out a review of PyTown pretty soon because we've enjoyed it a lot. So be sure to check that one out. It might be live by the time this podcast drops. So
cool.
Keep an eye out.
Ryan.
Yeah, so I was struggling as to what game I wanted to talk about. So I think what I'm going to do is talk about my favorite booth at Gen Con.
Okay.
This is
way outside the box here, Ryan.
They had this booth was shared by Big Potato and Bananagrams.
Okay.
Like, Bananagrams is a company, not just a board game, apparently.
Who knew?
Anyway, probably Bananagrams had a game there called Cobra Paw, where you rolled dice and then snatched a domino really fast that matched the die roll that you rolled.
Okay.
And it was lots of fun. Katie was giggling the whole time.
I think I heard about this.
I remember this. Yes.
Really cool.
Dominoes were flying into the aisles. It was pretty crazy.
They also had a part of their booth, which was part of Big Potato Games, and one of the Big Potato exhibitors was playing OK Play, which is a very simple abstract game. It's kind of a Connect 4. It might be Connect 5, but I think it's 4. And you're trying to get these 4 tiles in a row, but you have to place your tile orthogonally to however somebody else is playing theirs.
That was the one that packages real cool, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's real travel friendly. I really liked just the abstract nature of it, and you have to think ahead and try to trick someone into helping you finish your Connect 4.
And it's like for more than 2 players too, right?
Yeah, yes. It goes up to 4. Like 2 players, you kind of lead the one person along, but when you get 3 or 4 players, it's anybody's
game.
It's
chaos.
It's just crazy.
Sounds cool.
And then there was one final game, and I didn't get to play this, but it looked really cool. It was called The Chameleon. And this looks like my kind of social deduction game, which is like an oxymoron. But there is a topic word, apparently, and everybody is having to say a word that has to do with that topic word. And the chameleon doesn't know what the topic word is. He gets to see a card, but he doesn't know which word on that card is what he's talking about. So he has to just pretend like he knows based on what everybody else is saying.
So it's sort of like Spyfall a little bit.
Yeah, and then he has to try to guess what the word is, I guess. So I really want to play this game. Haven't been able to yet.
Or maybe everybody tries to figure out who the chameleon is.
It's probably that way, too. I didn't get a clear look at it. It was very busy table. But
based on how well you didn't do, you were probably...
I did see all 3 of those for sale at Target. I did see Cobra Paw. Yeah, Chameleon and OK Play. Yeah.
Actually, someone that we know listened to one of our first podcasts, and I think you guys mentioned Cobra Paw. Mm-hmm. Right after Gen Con, and they went out and bought it.
Oh, wow.
They heard Katie giggling, and they were like, we're going to buy it.
I wanted to buy Cobra Paw at Gen Con, but they had sold out.
Go to Target.
I know. Well, I was going to say, I guess I need to go to
Boardwalk.
Target and go get it.
Go to Boardwalk.
Would be the best choice.
Sorry to take over. Ryan.
No, that's fine. That was my favorite booth. There was probably other games there, but those were the 3 that stood out to me. And they were some of the best games at the con, just all in this small booth shared by a couple companies.
Know what to check out next time around. All right, so that covers some of our favorites, right? Did anyone have any other ones they were going to toss in?
Okay. I thought about this kind of late, and I think it was published in 2017 because it came out at Gen Con, but and we've talked about this a couple of times before, Attack on Titan!
Oh, yeah, I talked about that last week.
Yeah. Cool. So I just have to throw it out there. You want to hear about it, listen to other podcasts.
Sentient by Renegade Game Studios. Lots of fun. That's one of those games that I always feel like I'm doing really well, but I'm not. But I still enjoy the game a lot. Good. Like the manipulation of the die and trying to get the bonus tags and everything.
And I like the puzzle type of aspect to
it. I want to know why Melissa hasn't mentioned Codenames Duet, Codenames Marvel, or Codenames Disney yet.
All well, three of 2017.
I thought maybe I mentioned them a little too much in the last one. So, yes, I do love my codenames.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that we like doing on the show is playing games with each other and with our guests. We thought we might play a quick game of Werewords.
Oh, that's a 2017 game that was published.
Yeah, yes. I think we've talked about it a couple different times on the show, but if you don't know what it is, we thought maybe we'd just play a quick round. It's like 3 minutes, and then you can learn and experience it for yourself. Ooh. On the radio.
On the podcast.
So we're going to have our mayor actually say the yes and no in addition to just giving out the tokens. That way you guys kind of know what's going on with the questions.
Live.
So we've got the app, which makes the game much cooler, and we are pulling out the cards right now.
Wait, can you play without the app? Is that even an option?
You probably can, could, right? But it...
You probably write the word down?
You have to have someone counting down from 180.
The way the game works is similar to Werewolf. We're in town. Everybody has a secret identity. There's either going to be some villagers. There's a mayor who has been cursed. And while he knows the secret and magic word, he can't say it to anybody. So he has to get the rest of the town to guess it by giving them yes and no tokens. You can hear the app in the background right now.
Yeah.
How many we got? Six people?
Right? Yeah, so there's six people. So one's going to be a mayor. And then there's going to be four villagers. And there's going to be a seer. And there's going to be a werewolf, but the werewolf could be the mayor.
Because the mayor gets two identities.
Right, he becomes the mayor. He could be the werewolf mayor, the villager mayor, or he could be the seer mayor.
Which is always worst for everybody.
That's bad if the mayor becomes a seer or the werewolf.
So in the end, the werewolf is trying to lead us astray. We're trying to guess the magic word. The seer knows what the magic word is, but if we guess it at the end of the game, the werewolf gets an opportunity to try to guess who the seer is, who might have had too much information and been giving away obvious answers. If the werewolf can guess who the seer is, then the whole town loses. If we get the word right and the werewolf can't guess, we win. Is that it? I think that's the rules, right?
Yeah.
All right, so who is the mayor?
I am the mayor.
Katie.
So you get the last card.
Okay.
Katie, and your secret role, you won't tell us what it is.
Don't tell us what that is.
She could be the werewolf for all we know.
You can show me if you want.
No,
I don't think I will.
Show our listening
audience. I almost showed Ryan. He said it so convincingly.
All right, can everyone see the app for the people who need to eventually look at it?
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Game begins.
Everyone, close your eyes.
I can't
Mayor,
see it.
Wake up and tap your secret roll. Mayor, choose a magic word.
Pick an easy one.
Yeah. Don't do that one.
Mayor. Here is your magic word.
Okay.
Close your eyes. Seer, wake up and view the magic word. Seer, close your eyes. Werewolf, wake up and view the magic word. Werewolf, close your eyes. Everyone, wake up. You now have 3 minutes.
I had a great night's sleep.
Who got murdered? Oh, wrong game. Okay, so we're going to just skip the tokens because the audience won't be able to see that.
Okay.
So give us yes or no's. Is it a person?
No.
Place?
No.
Thing?
Yes.
It's a thing.
Is it alive?
Yes.
Is it an animal?
No.
Is it a plant?
Plant.
Yes.
Is it edible?
Yes.
Is it a pumpkin?
Yes.
No
way! Yes.
Well, I think we know who the seer is.
That was super fast!
A pumpkin.
Wait. Turn your
Who's the werewolf?
You now have I didn't even get a chance to ask anything. Melissa was a
Melissa throwing us off the whole time.
I don't think the seer was Kevin, because that was a little too obvious. Unless he was trying to be obvious on purpose. Seer...
1 second.
I'm gonna go Ryan.
It was.
Oh!
How did you guess pumpkin?
Ryan didn't
ask asked
any
one question.
What did you ask?
Is it an animal?
Oh my
That's not even the correct answer.
No.
How
pumpkin.
Kevin threw out pumpkin like so
what
fast.
Is magic?
I was like, Kevin, don't be that obvious, man.
Oh, wow. I've never done that before. That's crazy.
Oh, we did.
How fast was that? We should have seen like, how fast that was.
It was like 30 seconds.
It was really
quick.
Like
fourth question. Here's the question. Here's
did
the
you
thing.
Pee?
But no, the werewolf did win because I found this
year. Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's even more ridiculous.
Melissa wins, even though that was just the 30-second round.
I felt so bored for our listeners because they had to listen to all that, like, ding, the music. I was like running through my head, like all the
pumpkin. It's gonna be pumpkin. That's
we just
crazy.
Played Pie Town. I don't know if that's why you had.
I had pumpkin in my pumpkin pie. I said it like three times. That's
wow,
hilarious.
That's so
let's
crazy.
Do it. Let's do
how
it one more time.
How did you get that?
I don't know.
He is a magician.
That's
oh,
crazy. We
okay.
should do it one more time.
All right, okay. I'm up for one more. I didn't imagine. I couldn't imagine that it would be that short.
No.
We will be
we
running.
Didn't, we didn't, the listeners didn't even get a chance to think.
No, is there an option for shortening the length of time that people
oh,
can
between?
Look to look at the
no.
thing?
No.
So they don't okay. have to listen to a half hour of close your eyes.
Yeah.
There's, I don't know. Okay.
Maybe we could cut that out.
Everybody has their secret
like,
roles?
Maybe that doesn't
no.
need to be
no.
in the
but
podcast.
That's not a bad
itself.
Idea.
It's just
the beginning of it.
Time and a half, you guys. Listen to this really fast as you. Bling,
bling, bling, bling. You already
we
have
just
one.
Started.
Yeah, I grabbed it. Oh. While you were.
All right. Who is the mayor?
I am the mayor.
Melissa, the mayor.
Do you have your second
roll? Got it. All right. Cool.
All right.
Let's start round two.
Everyone, close your eyes. Mayor,
time
wake
and
up
half.
And tap your secret roll. 3 minutes.
All right, Kevin, what's the answer? Guess it.
Pumpkin!
No.
Is it a person?
Shucks.
No.
Is it a place?
Yes.
Have we been there?
Yes.
Oh, good. We've all been there.
We've all been there.
There.
South
is
Carolina?
It, no.
Is it a state?
No.
Is it a foreign country?
No.
Have we all been to a foreign
would,
country?
Yeah.
Is it a building?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a building.
Is it a store?
No.
Is it a bank?
No.
Is it a residence?
No. Is it a commercial location?
No.
But it's a building?
Yes.
Okay. Is it an industrial location?
No. Is it a tourist location?
No.
Do you go there regularly?
Maybe.
Is it a residential location?
I already
no.
asked that.
Oh, did you?
I did. Is it
do
a...
Do you work there?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Maybe.
What?
Maybe work.
When you said you, do you mean like Melissa specifically? Or
Melissa,
like.
Do you work there? Oh, wow, that's even weirder. She's thinking
no.
about it.
Is it
wow.
Chick-fil-A?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Can you eat
she's
there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you purchase
wow.
food there?
Maybe.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you make things there? It's kind of generic.
Maybe.
What?
Do you buy things there?
No.
Do you?
But you might buy food there.
But you might eat food there.
Oh, that's true. Food. That's true.
Is it, it is a building. Is it a barn?
No.
Is it a...
Is it a... Is it a
is
rural
it,
location? Maybe.
Is it a large location?
Is it,
yeah.
Is it a...
Yes.
Is it a specific, like, proper noun location?
No.
Okay.
There's a lot of people there.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you
is it
travel distances, long
distances?
1 minute to go there?
Just say what?
Do you travel long distances to go there, like airport or something like that?
No.
Ryan, ask some questions.
I'm really tired.
Is it, you don't buy things there, but you can get food there.
Is it an airport? Did we already ask that?
No.
Is it a train station?
A soup kitchen?
No.
Is it charity based?
No.
Is it a TV station?
No.
Is it a hospital?
No.
30 seconds.
Is it
a dock?
No.
Is it in the state of South Carolina?
Yes.
Is it in Greenville?
Yes.
Is it in...
Have you been there this week?
No.
Have they been there this year?
Yes.
Is it a doctor's office?
No.
I just had to get one in there the last 2 seconds.
I guess you might eat a sucker at a doctor's office.
Yeah, I don't just
ran out of time.
You now have 1 minute to find a werewolf.
It's Sarah.
Okay, the word was school.
School.
Oh, well, she does kind of
work there. Sarah, you started to work there, Melissa.
She said that. She said maybe you're kind of.
Don't.
That's
work
true. Don't
add at the school.
She had
anymore
to think about it, which was interesting.
Ryan
says it's Sarah.
Ryan says it's Sarah.
Is he just trying to
I predetermined that I was going to guess Kevin no matter what that's happened. So.
Do we point to the majority rule? What's the.
Yeah.
Everyone finds.
So
oh, wait, 30 seconds.
At 30 seconds, everyone points, and
who
whoever gets the
is
majority of
but
votes.
Ryan, you think it's Sarah?
I think it's Sarah.
I think we should make an argument that it's Kevin.
Okay.
We should make an argument.
Yeah. Is this
I was the seer again, and Sarah's questions were very leading.
Oh, were very leading
oh
in the
yeah
wrong direction.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was just a bad question.
I was a villager, but you're welcome to do me.
Really
I'm going to vote for Sarah.
I'm voting for Kevin because I just predetermined that was what was going to happen.
Three.
I don't know.
Three,
I'm Will.
Two.
One.
I guess I vote for Sarah. Ryan convinced me. He's probably the werewolf.
Was it Sarah?
It was not me. I was a villager.
It was Kevin!
Oh! Oh! Hey!
We didn't listen to Katie.
What?
Katie was right.
Ryan was so convincing. I was. He's on a roll with the
well,
whole, like.
I was actually trying to get to school.
You were, like, asking questions that were really on the edge.
Like, really
like
on the edge.
Like, every question I had was a dumb question.
I actually
I was
thought
like,
you were
gonna
seer
think I'm the werewolf because
no,
I keep asking weird.
I didn't think I asked that great of questions, but
okay
nothing was.
Who was the seer?
It was Ryan.
Ryan
was truthful about
being
here.
It was annoying because I couldn't ask any questions because all I could think of was like, is it a school? It's like, you maybe work there, but you don't. Like, obviously.
You know what it is. Good point. I don't know how
is
it is.
Is there a lot of
anyway
people there? I'm like, yes.
And then there are so many different types of schools. There's
right,
small
yeah
schools and big schools and private
yeah
schools and public
probably
schools.
Probably be helpful for the mayor to think of what most people are going to associate or think of one thing and always direct them to that thing to help the villagers.
Yeah, it's always hard.
But I'm glad that it was school because I was like, this is going to be like really
okay, so the other option was pom-pom.
Wow, school
wow
sounds like
was
the easier option.
Yeah.
Have you played Werewords? If you're listening, have you ever played Werewords? You need to tell us at guild.tantrumhouse.com.
Guild.tantrumhouse.com.
Yes.
Thank you all for joining us for another episode. Hope you guys had as much fun as we did playing some games and talking about cool stuff.
The Delps were the werewolves.
Ooh, we
both
were the
of
werewolves.
Y'all are playing next time.
Yeah. See you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you!